Good morning. Tuesday, October 8th, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Hurricane Milton getting a lot of attention, as it should, an intense storm in the Gulf of Mexico, and we will keep you posted. That said, Tampa International Airport's going to close in less than an hour. St. Pete Clearwater closes also around the lunch hour today. Orlando International expected to close tomorrow at 8 a.m. And Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville airports remain open as of now. If you're headed that way, definitely want to check ahead. Speaking of airports, we have an update on a story that emerged from Spirit Airlines. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Business Times, Paul Goff. Paul, good morning.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. So you can see Paul via our video at kdkradio.com on our stream. Paul, you had a story about Spirit Airlines. People remember it first coming to Latrobe Airport before it came to Pittsburgh International. What's the latest?
Well, there was a report over the weekend that they were exploring financial alternatives, including potentially bankruptcy. That hasn't happened. It's not clear whether it will, but they've got a lot of money, corporate debt due next year. And the airline business is a tough business anyway, especially the segment that Spirit Airlines is in. And they also had a failed merger with JetBlue. So they have a lot of things to kind of deal with moving forward.
Yeah, that was one of the challenges, I thought. I don't know anything about airline mergers, except that it seemed to make sense that they wanted to merge with JetBlue. What happened? Why wasn't that approved?
Yeah, they had some concerns with some potential antitrust issues, monopolizing potential routes, things like that. And also they were Frontier, another low-cost carrier, was also looking at them as well. But earlier this year, they decided to call off the merger, and JetBlue has kind of kept on flying. Spirit is trying to figure out the future without that merger.
Paul, you mentioned the fact that a lot of these routes go to Florida from here. Spirit Airlines and these low-cost carriers, have some challenge, even though we've heard the airline industry overall has been doing well and making big bucks.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a very cutthroat industry. Literally, it's a matter of dollars per seat for what could be the margin between being successful or not successful. Some of the airlines are doing better than others. And it depends a lot on, how much money they owe, their creditors and how many bills to pay.
What is the likely outcome of a bankruptcy filing, Paul? Does business continue as normal as it has with other airline bankruptcies, or is there rough travel ahead here?
Yeah, Paul, that's a good question. I think that one of the things that's potentially here is that there's no certainty that they will file for bankruptcy. They could find a way to make it work with the people that they owe money to. Obviously, those people would like to have the airline probably still fly. And it's not really clear, but I talked to officials at both Pittsburgh International Airport and also Arnold Palmer Regional Airport in Latrobe, and they think that it will not impact their operations at all, which is really what matters, right? Spirit has, I think, 11 right now, maybe 10, and will soon be 9 cities that they serve out of Pittsburgh. And then they serve 2 out of Westmoreland County. So that's an important story for either of those airlines. I mean, Spirit is the 5th biggest airline at Pittsburgh International Airport.
Yeah, that may surprise a lot of people, but overall, our airport is seeing increases in routes from a number of carriers, and that's likely to continue as they get ready to open the new airport sometime next year, right?
Yeah, I think I know that the CEO of the airport, who you've had on the show, I'm sure, is very interested in trying to keep that what they call the ultra low cost carrier business going. That's the Spirits, the Frontiers, Allegiance. It's also very important for Westmoreland County, because that is the only airline right. There. And then also it impacts other airlines or airports as well, because Southern Airways Express, which is a commuter line, I was talking to the airport manager of another airport away from Pittsburgh, and a lot of the people that use their service, it's small commuter planes coming into Pittsburgh, they're going to take advantage of the Spirits, the Allegiance, the Frontier Airlines low cost. So it's got a wide ripple effect. And I actually was really surprised by what he told me yesterday.
Well, we'll see what happens next. Appreciate the heads up. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times. Paul Goff, thank you, brother.
Thank you. Take care. Good seeing you.
You got it. Good seeing you on the radio. DACY, take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you updated on breaking news, weather information, even our high school football game of the week coming down to the end of the regular season here in the next few weeks, and they'll be getting ready for playoffs. Playoffs, yeah, playoffs. I wanted to mention, we were just talking about the airline industry, Paul, with Paul Goff of the Pittsburgh Business Times. Did you hear what happened on Kiwanis Airlines?
The odor?
No, they apologized for having a busted entertainment system on one of their Trans-Pacific flights and then started playing adult-rated movies.
Uh-oh.
On everyone's screen. The pilot decided to take off and just play one movie that everyone could watch, and for some reason they chose a Dakota Johnson movie filled with enough full frontal to make everyone on board uncomfortable.
I have a report here from Deborah Rodriguez on this thing. Would you like to hear
yes,
it?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
What's his name?
Passengers on Qantas flight QF59 were shocked to see the R-rated Daddy-O with Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson playing on their video screens. Parents with children were horrified when they couldn't turn the movie off or switch to something else, despite racy nude scenes. The airline blames it on a malfunctioning entertainment system. It's apologized to customers and says all screens were changed to a family-friendly movie after complaints began coming in. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
They changed to Dumbo.
Wow. Captive audience can't do a thing about that, right?
Imagine being on the flight, just settling in. You're there with your family, you know, and the movie comes on. We're sorry we don't have the individual screens. Many of the airlines have a setup where they've got an entertainment center basically built in the back of every seat so that the person sitting behind you can stare a hole through your chest in this case. Anyway,
oh boy, talk about video on demand.
Do you play the lottery ever, Paul?
Once in a while. Hey, there is a story. This is a grabber.
Yeah,
I know where you're going here.
Remember when the commercials used to say all you need is a dollar and a dream? Well, it's going to cost you $5 to buy one Mega Millions ticket.
Wow.
By next spring, the lottery is going to raise the price of the ticket by $3. So one number is $2 now, and it will be $5 in the spring. And those jackpots, which are based on a 30-year annualized payout, are going to get smaller unless Mega Million charges more, they said. So Americans don't seem ready to let go of the prospect of a billion-dollar jackpot yet, but $5 per ticket, I'm thinking that's going to knock down sales, but will it offset the increase of $3 per one number?
A report that I heard this morning about this, Larry, the officials with the lottery think that it's going to increase the number of payouts. I don't know how that works out that way, but and obviously there'll be bigger prizes as well, but
this is
$5 a ticket. I you know,
Pennsylvania lottery still protect or service senior citizens in our state.
That's the story that we're getting. Yeah,
that's what they try. That was the original sell, right?
I remember that was a tagline all the time when they would have a drawing.
Pennsylvania lottery helps senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they do for senior citizens with the lottery money, but hopefully they're doing the right thing. I talked to Erin, our producer, earlier. She said she was in there multitasking. She felt like an octopus. And I said, funny you should mention that. Today is, who picks this stuff? World Octopus Day.
Okay.
Have you seen or heard of this documentary where a man makes friends with an octopus? Like, since the octopus was, I don't, what do you call a baby octopus, Erin? Do you know? She's busy. She's got three or four hands going different ways.
Every once in a while, you should just like put your head in their booth and yell out faster, quicker.
Let's just see if Siri knows this. Hey Siri, what's a baby octopus called?
Baby octopuses are called larvae.
Oh.
This is from uselessdaily.com.
Well, okay.
Uselessdata.com. So a baby, this guy apparently raised an octopus, and now they're good friends, and they have great hugs.
Okay.
This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Mr. Paul Rasmussen. And as you can imagine, there's going to be a lot of focus locally on what Sarah Inamorato has to say about the budget. Speculation yesterday, it started with our own Marty Griffin about a tax increase. Sarah, if you don't know, is the Allegheny County executive now heading into the 10th month that she's been on the job. So we'll keep you posted on that. And what will it mean from a practical standpoint if you're a property owner in particular in Allegheny County?
About 46%, Marty says, increase on the millage and the outgo of the property tax assessments themselves, I guess it'd be.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's a big increase.
With that subject, Robin Taylor is a real estate agent with Coldwell Banker who deals with commercial real estate, too, and with homeowners. And Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So as a real estate person, how does this story impact you, do you believe, for the future?
Well, first of all, I haven't seen the actual proposal, so I don't know what the numbers are. But what I can say is that the county portion of your taxes is very small. The largest portion of your taxes comes from the school district. So the millage rate for Allegheny County for the county taxes is 4.73. Compare that to many school districts where the millage rate is 20%. That's a small percentage. Now, nobody likes to see taxes go up. I don't like to see them to go up. Nobody does. But if it's a small increase, I think that most people won't really feel it that much.
Well, that's encouraging. It's surprising because we hear so often when you hear of a tax increase, the real impact. But the impact on property taxes isn't so much what you pay the county. It's how the school districts use that.
That's correct. So the largest portion of your taxes comes from the schools. And that bill is usually paid in July or August. And that is by far the largest portion. So if we're only talking about the county tax going up, then that's not a big portion of your bill. And quite honestly, most people probably won't even feel it unless it's a large increase. If the school district they live in raises the taxes, they're going to feel it.
So basically, what is the state of our real estate market here in Pittsburgh?
Well, it is a little slower than it was right after the pandemic. Interest rates, as you know, over the past 2 years have risen quite a bit. We were at historically low interest rates when they were around 3%. And then a year or two ago, they were up around 8%. That put a hold on a lot of buyers and sellers because it made affordability an issue. And we've also had many people who could potentially be sellers that have this rate lock effect where 80% of homeowners have an interest rate on their mortgage that is below 5%. So they maybe have a 3% mortgage and they're looking at, okay, well, I want to move, but my interest rate on my new home would go up to 7 or 8%. I'm not going to move until these interest rates go down. And so the good thing is that the Fed just lowered a key interest rate. We've seen that in mortgage rates coming down, where the average mortgage rate is about 6% right now. And so that is really encouraging to all of us who are realtors, because I think what will happen is that we'll start seeing more inventory. The buyers are out there. There are lots and lots of buyers out there who want to buy homes, but we need sellers to get off the fence and actually put their homes on the market. And we think as interest rates come down, we're going to start seeing more of that. And it's not necessarily going to make homes more affordable, but we will be able to find homes, especially for young families that are really starting out and that have had a hard time in this market.
Quick question for anyone that's purchased fairly recently, even in that 6 to 7 point, even 7 point plus range, what is typically the measure to get a refi, you know, to lower your interest rate? Is it 1%? Is it 1.5%, 2%?
I would not do a refi unless it was at least 1%. Now, obviously, if you could do something at 2%, then it makes it worthwhile. So let's say you're at 7.5% and you could get something at 6. Well, that would be great. I mean, that would make sense because there are costs involved in refi a loan. And it's often, I'm just throwing out a number because it depends upon it depends on a lot of things. But let's just say it costs $5,000 to refinance. You don't want to do that unless you're making it worthwhile.
Gotcha. And with the Fed, it looks like trending to continue to lower rates. That will help in the future, too. So great information. Appreciate you jumping on with us this morning, and we'll see what happens with the Allegheny County budget.
Absolutely. We'll keep our fingers crossed that taxes don't go up much.
Robin Taylor, real estate expert with Coldwell Banker on the Big K Morning Show. So popular, we're bringing it back. This year, Pet Fest 24 is presented by Subaru, October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. I was there last year at a Animal Friends event, Paul. Have you ever seen that new space they redid over there in the East End area? It's really a nice setup. So this is going to be an all-day affair. Bring your four-legged friends and your two-legged friends to meet vendors, costume contests, and photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets and get details at kdkradio.com. So,
I've always wondered, is there such a thing as an uncomplimentary ticket?
Depends on what show you're going to. However, we did a thing, this was years ago, at a video place when video stores were popular, where people could bring their pets in to get a photo with Santa. And one woman brought her iguana, which didn't go well.
Mm-mm.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Poor Santa. It's 8:55.
Just let your mind wander with that little